When I was in elementary school, one of my favorite parts of the school day was recess. In good weather, teachers would take us outdoors for sunshine, fresh air, and exercise, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. One game I especially enjoyed was kickball, a cross between dodgeball and baseball. We could not wait for those fun breaks, from reciting math tables, correcting spelling errors on essays, and memorizing names and dates for history class. We live in an age of increasing overweight and obesity in America, Canada, and other Western nations. We are finally discovering that this problem begins at a very young age, with children spending so much sedentary time in class, sitting before computers or watching TV, texting, or listening to iPods. But at last, some are realizing the value once again of recess. An article in the New York Times by Tara Parker Pope reported, quote, "The best way to improve children's performance in the classroom may be to take them out of it. Emphasis mine throughout." Quote, "New research suggests that play and downtime may be as important to a child's academic experience as reading, science, and math, and that regular recess, fitness, or nature time can influence behavior, concentration, and even grades." Unquote. In another New York Times article, the same author wrote, quote, "Researchers from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine reviewed data on about 11,000 third graders collected in 2002 as part of a large study financed by the Education Department to determine how an array of family, school, community, and individual factors affected performance in school. The study published last week in the journal Pediatrics found that about 1 in 3 of the children received fewer than 15 minutes of daily recess, or none at all. Compared with children who received regular recess, the children cooped up during the day were more likely to be black, to come from low-income and less educated families, and to live in large cities." Unquote. This study revealed that, quote, "Children who had at least 15 minutes of recess scored better than the others on teachers' behavioral ratings." Dr. Romina M. Barros, a pediatrician and assistant professor at Albert Einstein, said the data were important because many new schools were being built without adequate outdoor space for students. "We need to understand that kids need a break," Dr. Barros said. "Our brains can concentrate and pay attention for 45 to 60 minutes, and in kids, it's even less. For them to be able to acquire all the academic skills we want them to learn, they need a break to go out and release the energy and play and be social." Unquote. If you have children, I hope you will encourage and ensure that they will have adequate playtime in a safe environment outdoors. Author Ray Pica lists 7 reasons why kids need recess. If your child's school is not giving him or her sufficient recess, contact the school authorities to express your concern. Author Lisa Farino gives some tips on how to go about this. Our technical gadgets are both a boon and an imposition. To benefit from them, we need to balance their use with all other important life commitments. Especially now in this national obesity crisis, our children need to run off the excess calories they are consuming. Additionally, more and more studies reveal the need to eat more nutritious diets. But what about you, the parent? To set an example to your children, you need to follow the scriptural principles of health as described in our article, Bible Principles of Health. Yes, you too need recess. We not only have a daily circadian rhythm, but a weekly biological rhythm too. Did you know that our Creator mandated a weekly spiritual recess for you? It's called the Sabbath. But let me give you a head start. It is not Sunday or just one day in 7. It is a specific 24-hour day of the week. Find out for yourself by reading our booklet, Which Day is the Christian Sabbath? Why not be refreshed by this weekly recess and interact with the designer of the vigorous life?